Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Please have a seat. We have been in the book of Malachi, and if you've been following along in this series, you'll notice that Malachi has been pretty tough on the Jewish people. In fact, it's a tough book because of the way that he talks to them and some of the things that he says about it. Today's wrap-up of chapter 3 consists of only 3 verses, so turn with me, if you will, to Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3, and we're just going to do 16, 17, and 18. In fact, Kelly said, you're going to do a whole sermon on 3 verses? So, quick quiz. What is the shortest verse in the Bible?
Jesus wept.
Jesus wept. And I have known guys to do an entire sermon on Jesus wept. A little beyond my abilities. But Malachi, he's been pretty tough on these folks. But remember, he's been very tough on them for a purpose. They had wandered. They had drifted. They were kind of going through the motions, right? And he calls them on their stuff. You know, sometimes the best thing that someone who loves you can do for you is to call you out on your stuff. Because someone who knows you and loves you, they know when you're making excuses or trying to justify something. And if someone really loves you, they'll call you on that. In love, they'll say things like, you know what, you could say that all you want, but you know better. So up until now, that's kind of what God's been doing. He says, you folks know better than this. And you've wandered and you've drifted. So here's in this last part, this last 3 verses, he's going to try to step back and show that even though he's been tough on them all along, he still loves them. And he still loves us, in spite of all of his chastisements, if you will. When Jesus comes to gather the saints, are you going to be one of the jewels that he gathers? I bet you didn't know that you're one of the jewels that Jesus is going to come back to collect. Well, Malachi is going to make that clear. We all know that death comes to everyone at some time, though, right? That's physical death. Christians also realize that there's a judgment that you're going to face. In fact, in Hebrews 9:27, it says, "And just as it is appointed for a man to die once, and after that comes judgment," it's pretty clear in Scripture, "for those who are in Christ, we need to remember that we are precious and beloved people." Sometimes it's easy to lose sight of that. Our names are forever in the care and control of the Lord God. So we're going to begin to see how, after all the tough talk that Malachi has offered, in fact, I was just looking before I started at some of the headings in the chapters that we've covered. We have headings that say, "The priests polluted offerings." We have a heading that says, "The Lord rebukes the priests." We have a heading that says, "Judah profaned the covenant." And last week we had a heading that says, "Robbing God." The heading in my Bible in this particular section, it starts out with the Book of Remembrance. So it's a little bit of a change of tune. Let me just read that first verse. We are in Malachi 3. We're going to be starting at verse 16. So let's pray before we enter the word. Heavenly Father, we know that you love us, and sometimes you chastise us because we need it. And we know, Lord, that we chastise the people we love for their benefit. So, Father, as we continue to read through this chapter, we look for encouragement. And we know that we trust you, that you will send your Holy Spirit at the appropriate time. And we pray for that. And we pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Malachi chapter 3, just verse 16, listen to this. or let me back up a second. In just the setup, verse 13 says this. You don't have to look at this one. It says, "Your words have been hard against me," says the Lord. He goes on and he says, "And now we call the arrogant blessed." That's what the people were doing. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. It's got to be a tough, right? So verse 16, look at the change. "Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and he heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name." A book of remembrance. But you notice when the book of remembrance comes up is when the people of the Lord start talking to each other. And I believe that when the people of the Lord start talking to each other, reflects this idea, is when the people of God come together and they pray earnestly. In the Old Testament, it talks about, if my people who are called by my name will return to me, I will bless their land. That's a little bit of a paraphrase. Are we going to return to the Lord? Are the people of God, who frankly are kind of in the minority these days, right? Are we going to return to God and say, "God's not forgotten me. Let's come together with our brothers and sisters in the Lord and pray together for the Lord's will"? Because the Bible seems to suggest that when the people of God come together and pray together, the God hears them and acts. I've said this many times. There's no such thing as a Lone Ranger Christian. You can't say, "I love the Lord with all my heart and I read the Bible diligently, but I don't like going to church. I just don't like church." Well, excuse me. The church, according to Scripture, is literally the body of Christ. And we are commanded in Scripture to not forsake the gathering of believers. So you can't just be off on your own. For one thing, you can't love one another if you're not with one another. Amen? You can't lift one another up. You can't bear one another's burdens if you don't know what those things are. So we need to be like these people in Malachi's time. Those who feared the Lord spoke with one another, and God heard them. See, you have to understand, in his infinite knowledge, God doesn't actually need a written book. Oh, wait a minute, Pastor, that's what it said. God doesn't need a written record in order to keep track of human deeds. However, when he speaks to us, he very often will use metaphors or parables to help us understand a concept. So this idea of a book where our things are written down about us is not new here in Malachi. Just a few in this Psalm 56:8. It says, this is in the NASB version, "You have taken account of my wanderings and you have put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book?" And that's one of the songs we sang. "I have wandered, oh, wandered away." But God's taking account of that. And are they not in your book? In Daniel 12:1, the revelation, so to speak, in the Old Testament. In Daniel 12:1 it says, "At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince, who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as has never been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered."